So that's what we see. Now, the title of today's show was the shocking realization, or the stunning realization of this uselessness of social media. It's a little bit wordy, but it's really all I could come up with. And it's this. And it's a symptom of Trump. Now, Trump, like everything else he's involved with, we take the wrong messages from it. Okay, Trump was a moneymaker for social media. That's why they promoted him until it was time to get rid of him. But we suck at social media. I'm sorry for the language, but we're awful at it. We're terrible. And it's because we as conservatives and people who follow our Lord and Savior and follow the good, true, and beautiful, we're not wired. We're not wired for that, for social media. Social media only exists to promote evil things, evil agendas. And of course, Facebook and Twitter and all of them are Facebook and Twitter are integrated into the culture. Well, their popular culture, whatever you want to call it. The mainstream. I don't like using culture. It's integrated into the mainstream, so it's not going anywhere. And it's used as just an instant polling service. Also, it's used by the news media to be even lazier than they are, because this thing where an announcement is made and five people tweet about it, and that's an article at the Daily Wire or another outlet. Oh, wow, this announcement was just made. Here's five tweets by five different people. Is that's all you did? You just embedded the tweets into your article and called it a day? Well, Rick, I don't embed. Very rare. The only time I embed tweets at the blog is if it's a video. If it's a video or an official statement. A lot of news outlets just fire off tweets from random individuals. Oh, they got a blue check mark, or they're a celebrity. So obviously their opinion means something. Obviously it really means something. But I'm noticing that the conservative mindset, and I am one, so I'm ragging on myself just as much as anybody else. And I'm only doing it to point out, why are we still playing in the game? Your Shapiros, your media personalities who are supposedly quote unquote conservative, they have teams of people probably who have a liberal mindset running their accounts, not because they're trying to promote conservative ideas. They're trying to get clicks and retweets on the website. And I know some of you are going right now, well, Rick, one of your jobs is a social media manager for the crusade. Yeah, I know, because we're trying to find people who are of similar cause that are being led astray by Shapiro and Crowder and all of these other people in it for a paycheck. I mean, don't get me wrong, a little bit slightly bigger paycheck would be nice. But I'm not looking for Shapiro money. I'm not looking for Tim Pool money. I'm not looking for any of these people who are just swimming in cash because they're just trying to placate people enough to get them to like and share and comment on their stuff and go to their YouTube pages. And we're not built for this monetization. And we're also not built to change culture on it. As I said, Trump was different because Trump was he's a meteor, right? He's a shooting star. Shooting star. Just everything got sucked up by him. But you and I and individuals, we're not changing the culture with tweets. So when we see these tweets about Dr. Seuss that got shared 40, not even 40 different times, 40 different people repeat the same thing, it just bugs the hell out of me. And it shows me how useless it is. And it shows me how far behind we are. Now, yes, granted, if the leftists want to cause the trend, the lefties in Silicon Valley will make it trend, and there you go, it's done. They get their desired outcome. And you don't even have to be popular, you just have to have the right opinion at the right moment. But conservatives have been sucked up into this viral campaign, viral marketing, how to do all that. Doesn't work. Because our stuff is corny. And we're not popular. And we're not cool. And we're trying to do all of those things. We're trying to adapt our lives to this medium. And we really shouldn't. Especially Twitter. Especially Twitter. Twitter is probably the worst. There is zero, honestly, outside of audio clips and getting breaking news on Twitter, there is zero upside to it. There is zero upside. Everybody's miserable. Everybody retweets the same 14 things. When I'm done working on the Crusade stuff, I log off. I'll check it like once an hour to see if there's any news I have to update. But I'm not. Nope, I'm not reading it. I'm not going on it, and I don't want to be on it. And so that's what we have to come to realize. We think that if we engage in social media on their turf, that we're going to change hearts and minds. Nobody's mind and or heart has ever been changed by social media. And we're trying to do what? We're trying to do what? Play their game, try to get things trending, try to get things viral. What the hell is a, and I do this too, what's a snarky meme gonna do? Let me just give you an example. I'm not trying to drag people individually. I'm not trying to drag people individually. It's just, it's really just an article, or it's just a perfect example of where we are and how this doesn't do anything. Jenna Ellis, the lawyer who was working for Trump, tweeted out this gem. Dr. Seuss has done more for this country than Joe Biden. Jenna, what the hell does that do? What does that do? Oh my gosh, I was a Joe Biden supporter. But you know what? Dr. Seuss really did. I'm now a conservative. MAGA 2024. Let's do it. Like what? Who's going to get changed by that? Nope. Know what it did? It got her 24,000 likes, 3,900 retweets. It got her name out there. Good for you. Good job. Angela Stanton King, she ran in Atlanta. She tried to run for office, I believe. She fired this out this morning. I'm going to dedicate the next 4 years of my life dragging Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and their administration for doing everything to protect illegal immigrants and nothing to protect American children. Oh, bravo! Oh! Oh! What a magnificent tweet! Marvelous! Oh. Oh, I'm crying tears of joy! What does it do? What has that tweet done? Got you 1,400 likes, 176 shares. You're gonna drag Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as they push through every single piece of their agenda to make sure you and I live as permanent serfs. But you go drag them, girl. Jenna Ellis is going to post some funny memes, yo. And that's why. That is the core of what is really just getting me to say none of this stuff works. None of this stuff works. And Ben Shapiro and Gina Carano's stupid movie isn't. It could be the best. It could be Casablanca 2.0. It could be a reimagining of Gone with the Wind. It's still not going to do a damn thing. It's going to make Ben Shapiro a lot of money. It's going to keep Gina Carano current. But how does that help you and me? How does that do anything to keep babies from being slaughtered? Social media is not legislation. Now, can it be used for stuff? Yeah, absolutely. But we're not using it for that. We're using it to try and be like the left. And that's something I'm going to talk to Magdalene about in the next segment. Where our problem is, we're trying to be like the left in a lot of these areas. We're trying to be like them. We're not. We're not like them. Too bad, though. Too bad, because we're gonna have people who are supposedly our leaders in this movement doing those exact same things. You're not going to get stuff trending. Now, if you're in it, then hey, good for you. Make some money.